Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Retail Podcast. And Reef, before I get to you, I forgot there's a backstory to my journey to here. I was at NRF in a press conference, I think it was last year, where the Singaporean Minister of Tourism was talking about how they want to bring retail to Singapore. And NRF will be that event that will sort of kick off this retail festival, if you like, in Singapore. So when I heard that, I was like, whatever happens, come hell or high water, I need to, be, number one, be there. And number two, if I can get an inside track, what's going on, how are you putting it together? And so, Reef Quayle, thank you so much for giving up your time to meet with us. Where in the world are you, Reef?
I'm in Sydney, Alex. Thank you for the opportunity, by the way. I'm in Sydney at the moment, and it's actually not very Sydney-like. It's dark and gloomy and rainy outside, which is very unlike Sydney at the moment. So I'm not sure I want to be in Sydney. I'd rather be back in Singapore at this point in time, I think.
Yeah, well, especially when you see the tourism videos or the video that we just watched. So Reef, you're the managing director, and I guess you're responsible for putting this phenomenal agenda and event together in one of the biggest regions across the world. If not, it is not one, it is the biggest region across the world. So I've got some questions to go through with you, Reef, if that's okay.
That's great.
And what I'd love to do, we have a global audience who sort of tune in as I go to different events around the world. And they're always, you know, looking at what are the next big things, what is happening. And I noticed one of the things that you've gone to great lengths at is to make sure that retailers can sort of fast track their success by attending the event. But I was curious, I'd love to get your thoughts on what, you know, fast track your success, you know, what is it, and how can retailers extract the most value from NRF Asia?
Well, thank you for that, Alex. For me, the fast track your success is the theme of the show.
Yeah,
and it is very linked to the launch as it's the inaugural event.
Got you.
And the reason why we've taken that road with the theme is, you know, most retailers are focused domestically on their markets. Some of them are globally expanding, but really the thing that's going to fast track people's success is to meet a collection of peers from across the region and across the world all in one place. There are great minds. When great minds in retail come together, it's a fantastic industry because, you know, a hardware retailer can talk to a beauty and a fashion retailer, and they're not competitors. So they're able to share a lot of information. And by sharing and working with colleagues and peers, you can solve problems in your business and solve problems you didn't even know you had. So when you go back to your office, go back to your business, you can fast track your career and fast track your business and basically turbocharge things because you've come back with a whole bunch of insights from a diverse group of peers that you wouldn't normally have engaged with.
Reef, I was taking a look at the agenda and the level and quality of speakers that you've got from around the world, which is interesting because part of me felt that, you know, there'll be maybe a focus in one region in Asia, but I noticed you've got speakers from India, you've got speakers from China, Australia, literally from every single region. But I'm just curious, what are the key takeaways that attendees can anticipate from attending the talk tracks? And I don't know if you've got, you know, top of mind any of your speakers, but I'd love to sort of focus a few minutes on that if that's possible.
Fantastic. Thank you. For me, there's a whole bunch of really fascinating stories. I mean, we've got Uniqlo speaking to Takahiro. He's going to talk about how our friends at Uniqlo are taking their retail market to the world. We have obviously FairPrice in Singapore, which is their big supermarket brand. We have Lotte supermarkets coming out of Korea. We have Nike out of the US talking about digital transformation, and that's going to be a fascinating story. We've got Laurent Boidevesi, who's the president of APAC, speaking, who's from Moët Hennessy, uncorking luxury retail experiences. We have a huge array of speakers, both D2C, across categories. We have the associations having a say. And of course, We've got some sessions on sustainability with Amazon and Puma, and also people like Simon Miles, who's ex-Coke, who ran their global retail media strategy around the world. Oh, wow. So there's some really interesting stuff coming through it. And as I said to you before, this has been an incredibly self-indulgent journey of content. Now, I've met some absolutely fantastic retail leaders and people. And for me, it's been a wonderful, enjoyable journey where I've grown as in my knowledge, because every time I have an encounter, I walk away richer from the experience. So I'm really hoping that when our delegates sit up on stage, they'll have take as much pleasure from these pieces of content as I have putting them together.
Yeah, I look, the energy comes across just from talking to you and having a sort of meeting you and seeing the agenda. I sort of get where that comes, that general passion and light for the industry and helping attendees leave. I think you mentioned this actionable insight rather than just insight. I think there's a lot of conferences I've been to where, yeah, you get a lot of insight, but you're thinking, how the hell am I going to use that, right? Instead of like actionable insight, which I think is the key thing that I'll definitely be looking for.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, things have to get landed. So there's for me, retailers need to be able to. As I said, we're going back to our theme and fast tracking our success. What are the nuggets? What are the things that retailers can grab hold of from these fantastic retail leaders, and go, well, I can take that back to the business. That's applicable to me in my career and what I'm doing today. That's the exciting part of it, and the commonality between the region, between the countries within the region, is there.
Yeah,
despite being sometimes unrecognizably different,
yeah.
But the commonality is there, and the energy for retail is there, and the passion with these people is there, and so through that enthusiasm, I think people will find their opportunities, find their moments, and find their nuggets that they'll take back to their businesses to really fast track their success.
Yeah, we'll sort of keep going back to this. Is when you use words like region or area, as you said, people sort of imagine one jurisdiction area, and whereas I don't know how many jurisdictions you have across Asia. One of the things I noticed about the show, and at the big show in New York, there was also a big focus on innovation, on actual store tours and bringing that to life. But one of my favorite things, store design, and obviously how technology plays a part in that. I noticed that that's actually a big part of the agenda and the experience. I don't know if you can sort of give some, I don't know if it's an external company that's doing it or it's you guys doing that yourself, but I'd just love to get your thoughts on, you know, the whole Safari event that you're running.
Well, there's a couple of things that we've got going, and we have some fantastic special programs that really, you know, are the accents on the show. The first is the Innovation Zone, and the Innovation Zone, we work with a partner who allows us to curate via the VC community globally some of the most forward-thinking and progressive technologies and solutions that are coming at retail. And that's called our Innovation Zone. And we'll have 24 of those. And we've got, you know, retail tech companies from Singapore, from Europe, from the US, from Australia, all around the world who are breaking the mold. And they apply to be there. We have lots of applications. So they apply to be there. And so that's really exciting. And the same group we work with in the US as well, with the big show in New York City. And so it's a very global look at some of the best technologies that are available to retailers. And it's mind-blowing. It's, you know, it's immersive tech where you've got the augmented reality type stuff. It's the really wonderful use of AI. It's robotics. It's, you know, drone last mile delivery. It's all sorts of things that are, you know, that are going to be mind-bending in the way we consumers engage with retail going forward. It's so for me, it's sort of a little glimpse into the future for many of us, because, you know, we're finding now in many cases that technology arrives and it turbocharges a section of the industry. I mean, retail media is a good example of that. Retail yep. media always existed, but when the technology arrived and the plumbing came together, that whole element of retail of a retailer's business took off. So I'm hoping to see more of that through our innovation zone. The other thing we're doing, and it's very much part of the US show, but also we're doing here, is that our retail tours.
Yeah.
And we're partnered with the Singapore Retail Association. They've been a fantastic.
Oh, wow, okay.
Singapore Retailers Association, and they've taken on the task with gusto to run retail tours around Singapore. And Singapore is a fantastic hub because the way that the pillar of strategy that the Singapore Retailers Association have is that they look to bring international retailers to the region and land them in Singapore and then expand them through the region and help them really. But the Singapore becomes their launch pad for Asia Pacific.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what's great about that is that then you see, as a result, lots of wonderful flagship retail experiences, which are really amazing from global brands, but also some really fascinating local style and heritage style retail experiences, because Singapore is a huge melting pot of, colonialism plus inbound tourism, plus also a really interesting diverse group of ethnic mix, which makes the experience really dynamic and really interesting. When you engage with retail, when you walk the streets of Singapore, you see a lot of interesting, cool stuff.
Yeah, and I can and it's really interesting that you sort of highlight that, because when you look at international retailers, they are struggling with global communities that are expanding, not shrinking. Globalization is going to continue, and I think retailers are sort of how do we build those future experiences? And it's interesting, like a side note about how, for example, live shopping in APAC has been a shopping as entertainment has been a thing for a long time, whereas that's just sort of people are getting their heads around of what does shopping as entertainment mean, and all of the diverse elements from the store to online to e-commerce to digital. And so I'm super excited to come to the home of live shopping, basically, right? That's and see what's going on there.
Absolutely. And if you go to precincts like Orchard Road in Singapore, it's an incredible experience, because you've got a very, very warm, hot city. It's not cool in Singapore.
Yeah.
So the malls are with the air conditioning are very enticing, but then you can get lost in the place. It's
great.
It's an amazing experience, and people come to Singapore not just to shop. The locals are passionate about those precincts.
Yeah.
But, people come to Singapore to see what's possible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you sort of mentioned some of the technologies, but I can also imagine networking, given such a diverse group of people coming together. How do startups or newcomers into the field, what's the best way for them to network? Are you running networking events? How are you approaching networking?
Well, we're always good at networking, Alex, but let's start with all the key things. So this show, fundamentally, this show will be no paper. So everything will be on the app. And when you're on the app, you'll be able to see who's there. You'll be able to message in between people within the app. Obviously, the trade show and expo is all about networking. There'll be functions like the opening night party on day one on the expo floor. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to rub shoulders with people. For me, I think I really would encourage retailers to take the bit between the teeth, because if you want to expand your business through the Asia Pacific region, it's quite hard to do it without partners.
Yeah.
So if you're an Australian retailer and you want to go into Malaysia, you can't do it without a Malaysian partner.
Yeah,
it's just you need some stewardship in each of the markets. So for me, what's exciting is I would encourage retailers to seek out partners in those markets they desire to go enter. But for me, what's exciting, if that happens, in 2 and 3 years' time, we're going to see the fruits of those discussions come to light.
Yeah.
And that's what gets us out of bed in the morning. So we're hell-bent on trying to make sure that retailers find their partners, both from a supply point of view, but more importantly, from a networking point of view. One of the speakers we've got is a gentleman by the name of Chris Chong, who's CEO of Capital Land. So they are Raffles Malls,
okay.
And they run properties all around the region and mall experiences. So one of the good partners you can help to expand your business, if you will, is to go with a property partner.
Right.
And that helps you achieve that outcome. So that's just one example of ways to expand through the region, and people, retailers should seek out to help them expand.
Well, the number of retailers that I've spoken about that are focused on growth and where future growth is coming from, I think that's why, for me, I'm so excited to bring that sort of experience to the retailers that I'm coming there with, but also to learn and bring back, because I think that's one of the, irrespective of where you are in Europe or the UK or in the US, if you want to grow and you're serious looking at growth, I think, you know, you have to be thinking about your APAC or Asia strategy. How are you going to do that? And it is a minefield. It is not easy. So, I mean, that little nugget of go with a property partner and expand that way, obviously is one way and super interesting.
I think for me too, when you look at the region too, once you've found the right partner, I think the opportunity is enormous. We spoke before we went on air, and for me, what's really exciting about this region is just the absolute power of growth.
Yeah.
We talked to our chief economist from MasterCard, David Mann, who's closing the show.
Yeah.
You know, from 23 to 24, the desire for consumer goods still increased in this region. Like, it went up.
Yeah.
Right. So it's still growing. And that's driven primarily by the wealth generation and in this part of the world. According to Colliers, this region from 2020 to 2040,
yeah,
the middle class will grow, and it's glowing and growing, by 3.49 billion people. So
you just can't fathom, right? The size.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so if you think of, that's a growth from that's 73% growth across the decade.
Yeah.
And so we are seeing some fantastic investment. Money is flowing into the region. Obviously, many companies are running supply chains in Southeast Asia, in China, in India. Yeah. So there's already great productivity happening, but we're seeing now a consumer that needs their demands met.
Yeah.
And retailers, the opportunity is just fantastic.
I think, obviously, as I said, I've got to be sensitive to your time. The event is in 2 months. It's early Friday morning for you. I'd just love to get your closing thoughts. If you're an executive and you've just sort of gone through the experience, you're sat in your flight back to wherever you know, whatever region, what would you want them to have top of mind? You know, because I'm curious in that. When you were going out and asking questions to all the retailers to decide your agenda, you had this sort of vision in mind of what people would leave the show with. I'm curious from your perspective, what do you think would be that number one thing that someone would leave? Because we've discussed five or six things already.
Yeah.
What would be that one thing, in your opinion?
I think for me, the first point would be just, I've talked stats already, but for them to see with their own eyes the scale of the opportunity to come to the region,
yeah,
is just immense. And then it's actually about for them walking away and going, let's find what are the links in the chain to make this possible. How do I understand the legislative context, the payments, the issues in each market, and meeting some people who are similarly orientated, who can hold hands with them and take them on the journey to expand in the region. Because I just, you know, I think if you're a North American retailer, a European retailer, and you are sort of daunted by this part of the world, it's a very friendly place. It's a very great, yeah, it's a great place to be part of. I mean, I love being part of this region.
Yeah.
And so you'll find some awesome people who will literally go, well, okay, we want to partner with you. We can see the opportunity. This is the opportunity we see.
Yeah.
And you, I think people will get back on planes very excited about what's possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited. Tickets are booked. Need to get my hotel done. But Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time to sort of talk us through what's happening. The tickets are still on sale now, and I think I'm going to put a link in the notes of the show on how you can get your ticket and reserve your spot. But Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Alex, thank you for the opportunity. It's really great to be speaking with you today, and I look forward to seeing you in Singapore in June.
Thank you.